Okay, so part two, what can we do? So if we've got these things going on with the VLA, the bioimpedance screening, what can we do? So for a start with the weight, that one seems really obvious, but one of the number one things we've got to do to lose weight is reduce our inflammation. So, and that is all the normal things. It is drinking purified water. It's getting plenty of sunshine. It's moving our bodies.
Now, what about in this case? It's so, because I know, so this in this case, this person's lost 5 kilos and it's
Yes.
not going down any further.
Right.
But they've reduced all sugar out of their diet. They're
Yep.
on a very healthy diet, mostly organic,
Yes.
and
So I would say that there's something causing inflammation in their body still. So I this is, and it's sort of funny with any detox program, at some stage people often hit this, and that's when you've got to do some detoxing.
detox. So for this person, it's detox time.
So, do something that really stimulates the organs of elimination. So our kidneys, our liver, our bowels, so just something, so you could do herbal combinations to help with that. With the liver, things like Schisandra, St. Mary's Thistle, Bupleurum, with things like the adrenal glands, go to cola, licorice. With the thyroid, if the thyroid, was a bit sluggish, we need our nutrients like iodine and tyrosine to help to pick up the cellular energy. If the phase angle was worse, then I'd be thinking mitochondrial support, so basically getting all the way deep down inside those cells and cleaning them out, because inside the cells and inside the mitochondria inside the cells, it can be like the back of a watch that's all jammed. Old-fashioned watches.
So
Not these smart watches.
cells are complex little
Oh,
things.
they're very complex little things. And basically, and that's why I love all the things that help to flip on many processes in the body. It's why I love the matured hops bitter extracts, because those ones help to they flick on all sorts of genetics that are pro detox and pro health. Things like the brock shots, the sulforaphane that's in broccoli.
And magnesium in
Sulforaphane
general.
also helps to switch on many, many genes that are anti-inflammatory and pro detoxing. The ASEA, because it's nano-sized, it goes through every cell wall in the body. So there's nothing, it can get through every cell in the brain, it can cross through the bone, so the ASEA is really powerful. So there's things that have many, many benefits. Maybe the stem cells have stopped being released. So again, I love the Stem Enhance for that reason. If when one of the things that I did many years ago, so about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, my muscle quality was down around 80%. I was exercising 6 days a week. I could not improve. I was sarcopenic obese. I was skinny fat. So I was the right weight, but I didn't have enough muscle mass and I had too much fat. But I was the right weight. I wish I was there again. Anyway, so, but basically, it was Stem Enhance that really shifted that. So for some reason, my stem cells weren't pumping out enough stem cells. And by getting the Stem Enhance in, that actually got my muscle quality up to about 100%. Which was pretty impressive. So, and when we're shifting fat, don't forget we're shifting toxins. So sometimes the organs have to catch up a little bit, so we've got to make sure we're drinking the purified water. Again, we need that sunshine. Again, we need that exercise. Outside, we need the sunshine. We need the fresh air. We need those negative
And
ions.
moving the body, especially where we're trying to lose the fat, there's a lot of yoga things you can do around your stomach to
Absolutely.
keep it moving. Because when I learned yoga, my teacher, she said that we tend to stay still a lot, and she
Yes.
goes, then people keep that still and
Sitting
they
is
don't move.
inflammatory.
And she'd get us to like shake our stomachs and get it and move it around, because she
Yeah.
goes, calcification happens through stagnation of
Yes.
movement.
And one of the things that I often tell people is that don't forget, if you've had fat sitting there for 20, 30, 40 years, it can be like rock. So you can be taking supplements that are trying to, get rid of fat mass, but that's been there a long time, and what's it hard packed with?
Yeah, and you can't get a grinder inside. You need to like it.
No, I've done massage on people who have done liposuction, and it's real. They can build up a lot of scar tissue in the places where the needles go in. So that's a real fear after liposuction, that people can get blood clots and things like that. So it's a bit of a worry. And there's all those people who just do those massive weight loss surgeries that are just scary, So anyway.
Well, people feel really terrible when they're overweight,
Yeah, it
and
doesn't feel great. Messes with everything.
and the problem is it's a self-esteem thing as much
Totally.
as much and often more than a physical thing for
Yeah.
people.
Yeah, 100%. So, and I think that's where, and that's why things like, counseling and Reiki and kinesiology and all sorts of stuff. But some
Right.
people think you clear the blockages, the weight's magically going to fall off. That's not the way it
Isn't
is.
that interesting? Because with the adverse childhood experience studies they did, the ACE studies, the original people they worked with, people with weight problems,
Right.
and whether they had bulimia or
Anorexia.
anorexia, or they had overweight, they found that they often, very often, had a very traumatic history. And so sometimes getting to that background is necessary for some people, but if you can get underneath those emotional triggers that have brought you into a situation where you really want to, because overeating is a numbing thing, and so we're numbing our feelings, and we're like, and it feels good, because when you do overeat, you get a dopamine hit, so you have dopamine spikes, and then after that, your serotonin comes up. So it's like it can artificially create good feelings for the temporary short term, and then later on, it's like, no, but.
So VLA, bioimpedance screening, once again, we're in Brisbane, but there's lots of these people who do this. So check it out. So there's ones called quad scans, there's bioimpedance screening, but I'll just quickly mention, when people go to the gym and they stand on the device and they get one done there. There's a reason why they're less accurate than this one.
Okay.
So basically what it's doing, if you stand on those devices at the gym, it's looking up at you. It's taking some measurements from below.
But they don't use electrodes.
No, they're not using electrodes.
Whereas
And
this one uses electrodes that we've
yeah,
got.
so this is actually taking an actual measurement from inside the body. Now they can be fine and they can give people a really good level of information, but it's less accurate because it's basically assuming that someone's normal shaped. So if it's taking a measurement from your hips and you're a big hipped person but you've got small shoulders, it won't know what to do with you.
Right.
So it's making all sorts of guesses based on, so anyway, it's less accurate.
Less accurate.
Less accurate.
Everything's making a bit of a guess.
And that's fine
And
too.
even we're always guessing, just trying to work out with ourselves and with other people what that problem is. And it takes a bit of work to actually get to the bottom of something
It
sometimes.
does. Beautiful.
Happy
Happy New Year, everyone.
New Year.
Okay, bye.
Bye.